You should make your next pickup a Ram pickup. Curtis Chrysler is loaded with Jeep Cherokee 4x4s. The snow has finally come and Curtis Chrysler has your 2016 Jeep Cherokee 4x4 waiting for you with huge savings.
Attention, muscle car enthusiasts.
Curtis Chrysler has a 2015 Dodge Challenger RT left over and it's priced to sell. Stop on in to Curtis Chrysler in downtown Cass City. Visit us on the web at CurtisChrysler.com or call toll free 1-888-ANY-DODGE.
At Special Scents Flower Shop of Cass City, their flowers say I love you. They say I'm sorry. They say I'll miss you. They say I do. For any reason or any event, Special Scents Flower Shop of Cass City has everything you're looking for. From weddings and funerals or everyday arrangements to say I love you or I care. They can make any arrangement that you need and have a wide variety of plant arrangements and unique gift ideas. Local delivery or pickup available at Special Scents Flower Shop of Cass City, conveniently located downtown. Call 989-872-3434 and place your order today.
Get your ride in shape with special sale prices on Napa shocks and struts at Ubley Motor Service. Get up to a $100 rebate when you install qualifying Napa shocks or struts. Ubley Motor Service will give you a free vehicle inspection. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive up to a $100 prepaid Visa card when you install Napa shocks or struts through March 31st at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast, presented by Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, just west of the Light in BetX, and now a second location in Sandusky. The standings so far are Clark Ramsey with 4 wins, John Mooney with 1, 1 tie and 2 incorrect scores. So that means I won last night taking the under of John Mooney, who picked 37 points.
Which would have been good call. I swear it would have been.
I'm taking Ubley by 5.
Well, okay, I'm going to take Cass City. This is called the kiss of death, by the way, portion. Cass City by 10.
Cass City by 10 for John Mooney, Ubley by 5 for me. It's now time to listen in to our national anthem. It's now time to find out our starting lineups for tonight's ball game between the Cass City Redhawks and the Ubley Bearcats. First starting for Cass City, number 2, a senior, 3-year starter, Sawyer Cathrell. Number 14, leading scorer, a senior for Cass City, Parker Hare. Number 20, senior, Keith Lounsbury. Number 22, a junior, Chase Winter. And number 23, a junior, Logan Schenk. For the Ubley Bearcats, Trevor Jepeski getting his start. He's number 10 and a senior. At point guard and a longtime starter for the Bearcats, Jeffrey Wright, a senior at number 12. Number 20, a sophomore moved up this year, Anthony Sweeney, sharpshooter. Number 22, a junior, John Brandle. And number 42, senior Cole Mychek. John Mooney, first thoughts.
Good lineups for both teams. I think this should be a pretty good matchup, especially in the inside. I think I think Cass City might have an advantage on this one. I'm going with that.
All right, we'll take it.
Remember, that's a kiss of death, though.
Ubley in their home white uniforms, orange stripes down the side in classic Duke outfits and designs, orange letters, black outline, and Bearcats emblazoned across their chest. For Cass City on their road uniforms, burgundy in color, white stripe down the side, white numbers with appears gray trim. Very clear numbers, always something that me and John always appreciate. Three-man officiating crew tonight, Kurt Dennis, Gary Meredith, and Brent Wehner here in Ubley, Michigan.
I don't know what the holdup is. There's three young men that are being told
to
leave.
Moving along, don't you worry. A little bit of a smaller crowd tonight. It is Wednesday indeed. Jumping and tipping off tonight will be Jeffrey Wright for Ubley. Number 20, Keith Lounsbury, with a bit of a height advantage for the Cass City Redhawks. And it's won by Drapesky and Jeffrey Wright. Here come the Bearcats, left to right across your radio. Jeffrey Wright at point, being guarded by Sawyer Cathrell.
They're attacking a man-to-man defense by the Redhawks.
Drapesky, right wing, trying to feed into that high post, nothing there. They give it to Sweeney, the sophomore, at the top of the key, being guarded by Chase Winter. John Brandle dives into the lane, and this shot is a little bit deflected, and here comes Cass City. Sawyer Cathrell in the right corner, pulls up for three, no good, ball still loose. And brought in by John Brandle.
Sawyer Cathrell is guarding Jeffrey Wright, and I'm not surprised by that.
Top of the key, Sweeney against Chase Winter. Into the corner, to the right wing, to Drapesky. One dribble now goes into the lane, puts up the layup from the right side, and he gets it to fall. Good hang time from Drapesky. Ubley on the board with 2 points. We played 1 minute, 2-0 Bearcats.
It was a nice crossover, and then I changed hands on the layup. It was just beautiful. A 2-1, 2-3 zone that right now Ubley's employing.
Sawyer Cathrell pops a three, and he gets it to fall, and we have our first lead change of the night. Kansas City 3, Ubley 2. Jeffrey Wright across the timeline to Drapesky, right wing. Back up to Sweeney, top of the key, back to the right wing to Cole Mychek. John Brandle, back to Drapesky, right wing. Taking their time, trying to run their motion offense to the best of their abilities. Cole Mychek, top of the key, going against the big man, and it is deflected away, rebound Cass City. Top of the key, Sawyer Cathrell to the right wing to Parker Hare. Left wing now. Chase Winter, back up Sawyer Cathrell for another three. Top of the key, off the mark. Long rebound brought in by Sweeney, the left wing. And he gets it stolen by Cathrell. Goes up for the shot, and he's fouled by Jeffrey Wright. This will be Wright's first foul of the night and the first team foul for the Bearcats. This will send Sawyer Cathrell to the free throw line for two shots. He already has 3 points and a made three and our first free throws of this evening.
The Bearcats are playing a 1-3 zone, leaving a man to go ahead and cover, of course, who are they going to cover is Sawyer Cathrell, and they're doing that with John Brandle right now.
First free throw is no good for Cathrell. Score remains 3-2. Second free throw is up. This one rims in and out. Rebound brought in by John Brandle. Here come the Bearcats, left to right across your radio. Jeffrey Wright dribbles to the right wing against Cathrell, picks up his dribble there. Back up to Sweeney from 25 feet. Drapesky back to the right wing, top of the key to Brandle. He tries to go down to the right block, loses control, and has to dish it back out to right in the right corner to the left corner skip pass. Sweeney dives into the lane, off the backboard, no good. Offensive board by Wright to keep the possession alive. Left dribbling, left wing into the corner to Drapesky. Nothing there, and it's deflected into the backcourt by Keith Lounsbury. And Brandle is going to bring it up once again for the Bearcats. 5:05 left in the first quarter. Cass City 3, Ubley 2. Top of the key to the right wing. Drapeski dribbles into the lane. Jump stop and actually traveled with it.